You are now on air.
Audio month, day number 10. The audio date is 11.10.2019. Current time is 5:30 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside. And it is day number 10 of Napod Pomo on this audio month, November 2019. The original audio month that we are doing here on the Anchor. Hello, Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich here on the Anchor as well as over there on Twitter, where I like saying this, I tote myself as a social media observer and social media enthusiast, and it really means I just like playing on this thing called the internet. How we all doing, folks? I'm here at the computer desk. I do have the morning coffee. First sip of the day. I love it. Good start to the day there. And this is my audio month submission number 10. We are cranking along. We are a third of the way through the challenge. The challenge being 30 days. You do 30 audios. That averages out to one a day. But you have to do the 30 audios. That's the challenge. And we are staying strong. We have a couple of people there that I think I will be mentioning here in a moment that are continuing on with the quest of meeting the challenge. And I appreciate and I am enjoying their audios here on this audio month of November 2019. But I wasn't sure what I was going to talk about this morning. Because it's most of the time when I do an audio, it's literally spur of the moment in some cases, or else I'll have two or three subjects already in my head of what I want to talk about, you know, as far as getting me through this last week and stuff. And then I always have that go-to as far as bringing you some good news as far as what I do normally here on the Anchor when it's not an audio challenge. That would be the Anchor Morning Audio. Some say it's a podcast, and I guess I'm coming to terms with the fact that, yeah, maybe I am a podcaster and stuff, I guess. But I'm doing the audio. I am doing the audio in the sense that I enjoy doing it, and it's fun to do. And it's really great listening to audio as well. And I've been enjoying listening to SM2M at SM2N over there on Twitter, Simon's audio that he's been providing, as well as David Lee there, the Love Bug over there on Twitter. And it's David, Dave there that has told me, "You are a podcaster, Rich." And it's like, okay, I guess I can use that term too. But I said, I like just saying I'm just an individual doing the audio. But yeah, I have this little thing that I like bringing, just looking at positive news articles and talking about them. I used to do, I think, let's say I did that when, was it Dialogue? It was a web-based audio platform that was here. It was actually a year ago that I was actually starting to get on it, and I started the thing, the Morning Dialogue. But that platform sort of bellied up a little bit. So I guess it was on a beta, but it was a pretty neat program. And the Morning Audio is here on Anchor, and I can remember using the program formerly known as Audioboo, reading news articles as far as from my local area. And the such, and I think I have somebody here also that I will probably be playing off of my LG Stylo 3 track phone that is reading a bit of the news over there in Ireland. An individual I haven't really mentioned before, but I will here. But yesterday I was listening to our good friend SM2N. He's been talking about LinkedIn for the last couple days, and very interesting listens as far as that goes, on how he's utilizing that in the job market as that goes. And I have looked at LinkedIn on the web here on the PC, but I've also had the app, and you can see from the title, the apps we use. What did I entitle this? The apps we use to do the Internet of Things. And Simon, SM2N, is utilizing that for seeking employment, which is a very good tool. And LinkedIn's a lot more than just that, from what I have briefly looked at. But that's its main important function. And it's interesting how that works and getting a better general idea. But I remember having that app on my LG Stylo 3 Android phone here, and I would look at it. I'm only following like three people, so that goes to tell you what I don't really utilize it that much, in a sense. But it was interesting to look at and stuff like that. But Simon indicates it's a very important tool, very powerful tool too, on what it presents and the like. But it's no longer on my Android phone, because I don't utilize it that much, and as well as other apps as far as that goes. And it's just interesting as far as listening to how he is utilizing that, and some of the things that is being discovered on using it more efficiently in the workflow that he is utilizing it for. Now, another app that is currently on my Android phone here that Dave Lee had mentioned at the Love Bug over there on Twitter, and that's the thing about these audio challenges. You're hearing more from people that you listen to over the course of time, and they sort of fill you in what they're doing on this thing called the internet, and how they are utilizing their way of doing things to be doing things the Internet of Things, I guess. That's all-encompassing. But Dave Lee had mentioned a few audios ago here, a few days ago, on one of his audio challenge submissions about a app called Audio List, and I got it up now on my Android phone, and it's interesting in a sense that it reminds me very much, as far as first impression, of another app that I do have also on this phone. But this app, Audlist, AUDLIST, I don't think I'm going to be keeping. I know I played around with it, and I go into profile and following one person, and that's Dave Lee. But Dave, I think I'm going to be scrapping this one, this app. I could see it's sort of a cute. I'm going to put it in the cute category. It has, you can put comments. You can put, I guess there's some people out here that talked for an hour or something like that on it, but it's on an app. There's no web base. You can't link it. There's no link to it. So SM2N was talking about RSS feeds. RSS feeds are important. It's for him, and they're just as important for me too. But having that link to be able to post it on the internet. So this app, Audlist, which the icon that it has for the app is like a whale with an audio graphic there, or something like that. It's I don't know. let's just say Anchor is a whole lot better, but it says it's similar to an app that I do have on. It's called Lemur, and the only reason I have Lemur is there's just a few people. I mean, it's starting to go down. I'm not listening to as many people over there that I used to, because they're probably venturing off into using some other app or something like that. I don't think I'll be removing it from the Android phone anytime too soon, as much as Oddlist will probably be gone today. You know, I won't be using that app no more. So there's a few apps here. Of course, Anchor app, I enjoy that, but I like the app on the Android phone. But the one thing about Anchor is you can utilize their you can go through the web page on doing a lot of things, and that's what's going to the workflow for this audio is, once I'm done recording it here on the iPad mini, is to transfer it onto the PC and then upload it through the web page, which is a seamless function and part of my audio workflow. So there's a few audio apps, and there is another app that I do have on here that's on the same page as that program formerly known as Audioboo, the Anchor app, Lemur app, and my Voice Recorder Pro app. And there's Twitter, Periscope, and I got Get Vocal. That's Get Vocal does have an app, and it's a pretty functional app there for the live streaming function there that I don't use as much. I'd like to, but it's just I like doing the audio more. Coffee is good. But it's the Instagram app, and I guess I go on there just to see what pictures are posted real quick from the people I do follow and the like. But they have a function over there called Instagram Stories, which I don't use the app to listen to those. And this comes to our the third person I like to mention here that I haven't really mentioned before. I consider him an online mentor. He's a very intelligent, articulate individual that I have high regards and respect for, because we share something that we both did back in the day, and that was we were part of the United States Air Force, and we served. And my good friend, who I have met down there in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which is still a very highlight time that I reflect back on, to have met this gentleman. And that's Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold, who is over there on Instagram in a big way, I guess, as far as that's where I get most of my audio content when I listen to him. Do listen to him. But he's on Spreaker. And if you just, his handle is Top Gold. So if you were to Google the @ Top Gold, you will see everything that he has on and what he is doing as far as it goes to the Internet of Things. And he does do a lot, because he is a professor teacher over there at the Limerick Institute of Technology. And I appreciate what he shares. And he has something over on Instagram where I don't listen to Instagram. I've said this before. Instagram is a Facebook product. So I'm a little sort of anti-Facebook. I get on the regular Facebook. I haven't been on there for about a month. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I have not been on Facebook for a month and a half now. Well over a month now. I probably won't be until maybe in a couple more weeks. Maybe look on there, because the Nitinoid email notifications I get from them, they say I got like 24 messages or something like that. But there's people on there that know family members where I'm at, and it's primarily on the Twitter. But getting back to Bernie, he has been utilizing Instagram Stories, but I use an app on my LG Stylo 3. It's a very functional app. And everybody has it, but they don't realize it's a very functioning app, and that is the Google Chrome browser. So that's how I watch and listen to Instagram Stories. And this morning, our good friend at Top Gold, Bernie Goldbach. I'm going to be going over 15 minutes, but that's okay. But I'll just end it with this. We'll be listening to Bernie on Instagram stories, but this is via, and this is coming off my Android LG Stylo 3 phone into the mic and stuff. It's going to be a little bit tinny and stuff like that, but that's okay. You'll get the gist of it. But this is his morning, and there's five 15-second clips of his Instagram stories. Take it away, Bernie.
Ireland. Interesting stuff about being able to work outside the office. The briefing note that's being prepared for an interdepartmental report on remote working in Ireland. Motivation. Across the Irish media, the story of 14-year-old Anna Kriegel brutally assaulted and murdered. And it opens questions about the motivation, or some of the court data is pornography being watched by young kids. Caroline West raises the issue in some business posts. Uncomfortable conversations ahead. Deal with the issue.
And Bernie has that under he has a hashtag newspaper, so he does I remember in the days of that program formerly known as Audio Boo, he would do the Sunday read there of the Irish papers. He's an American living in Ireland, and that's how I listen to him on Instagram. So that's how I do the Internet of Things as far as it pertains to Instagram. I am sort of listening and viewing it through the web that on the Chrome browser, that, and it has nothing, that the particular web page that I'm on has nothing to do with Instagram. It's just a viewer that I'm able to watch those Instagram stories on the people I follow on Instagram because I choose to. That's how I do the Internet of Things, of viewing Instagram stories. It'd probably be a little bit more easier flow using the app, but I choose not to use the app because the app belongs to Facebook. And you got to remember that, folks. You know, it's a Facebook product. I know Facebook is trying to clean up their act, and I guess I gave Mark Zuckerberg a pass there when he met in front of our bonehead congressional board or committee that he met in front of, where I even was scratching my head at some of the questions they were asking him as far as or whatever. There was a sort of a hidden agenda or something like that. So, but he held himself pretty good. But I don't really care for him because of the, well, Facebook in general, because of, I guess, when I watched a movie, The Social Club or something like that, it was the movie about Facebook. It left a lasting impression on how I look at Facebook. Just like the movie The Founder, it talks about how McDonald's was founded and what type of guy Mr. Kroc, who supposedly founded McDonald's, you know, that's the thing about some of these people. They found things. It's like there's probably somebody in the background that and when the initial start of a startup started, was going with it. Just somebody took it and made it bigger. Just Steve Jobs is the same way. We have, you know, and he, very smart individual, and he took Apple to the level that is at today. But was it his friend and partner there, Woz? He's the one. He was the whole brains behind it, as far as the actual hardware structure. From what I don't know, I may be wrong on that. I could be talking out my ass, which sometimes I do. But just wanted to talk about that. There are some apps that I will use, and there's some apps that will be removed, and I will no longer use. And that's just the way I do, as far as looking at apps that we use to do the Internet of Things. All right, folks, I'm going to exit stage left. Got to go to the day job here. Last day of a work cycle. We'll be talking to you in the next audio here on the Anchor. Y'all have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Take care. And as always, peace.